This is the podcast for JNS Spine. This is the May 23rd, 2014 podcast from JNS Spine. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading summaries of articles published today. Electrophysiological evidence of functional improvement in the corticospinal tract after laminoplasty in patients with cervical compressive myelopathy. A clinical article by Kazuyoshi Nakanashi and colleagues. Cervical laminoplasty is a surgical procedure for treating cervical compressive myelopathy, and satisfactory outcomes have been reported. However, few researchers have examined the pathophysiology of improvements in spinal cord function. The author's aim in this study was to investigate the variation in central motor conduction time, or CMCT, both before and after cervical laminoplasty in patients with cervical compressive myelopathy. The CMCT was measured in 42 patients with cervical compressive myelopathy before and 1 year after laminoplasty. The Japanese Orthopedic Association, or JOA, score improved, and the CMCT before surgery decreased significantly 1 year after surgery. The mean CMCT recovery ratio, which was calculated as the CMCT values 1 year after surgery divided by those before surgery, was 0.91 plus or minus 0.18. The CMCT parameters before or 1 year after surgery correlated significantly with the JOA score both before and after surgery. There were no significant correlations between patient age and any CMCT parameters or recovery ratios. Results in this study showed quantitative evidence of the pathophysiology of functional recovery in the corticospinal tract following cervical laminoplasty, which may be one of the reasons for the JOA score improvements in patients with cervical compressive myelopathy. The degree of improvement in corticospinal tract function did not correlate with patient age in this case series. Hypoxia promotes nucleus pulposus phenotype in 3D scaffolds in vitro and in vivo. A laboratory investigation by Ganjung Feng and co-authors. For tissue engineering application in the intervertebral disc, either autologous or allogenic nucleus pulposus cells have been shown to expand in tissue culture to supply the cellular building blocks for reconstruction and improvement of the disc. However, like chondrocytes, nucleus pulposus cells can easily lose their phenotype characteristics in monolayer growth. An inappropriate in vivo environment can also alter the ultimate fate of the implanted cells. The goal of the author's study was to test the hypothesis that priming the cells in a low oxygen tension environment in vitro could promote nucleus pulposus phenotype in vivo. To this end, bovine nucleus pulposus cells were seeded in 3D scaffolds and subjected to 2 oxygen tension, 2% and 20%, for 3 weeks. The constructs were then implanted subcutaneously into nude mice for 8 weeks. The authors found that hypoxia could enhance the nucleus pulposus phenotype. When used in concert with appropriate scaffold material, nucleus pulposus cells could be regenerated for tissue engineering application. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.